You're listening to Sphera Now, a podcast for environmental health, safety, and quality professionals around the globe. This is brought to you by Sphera, the largest global provider of integrated risk management software and information services with a focus on environmental health and safety, operational risk, and product stewardship. Now, let's get started.
Welcome to the Sphera Now podcast. I'm James Tarani, Spark's Editor-in-Chief. Today we'll be starting a new Meet the Spherian podcast where we will be introducing you to some of Sphera's thought leaders and experts. In this first episode, I'll be talking with Judy Coleman, Sphera's Director of Professional Services in EHSNS. Thank you so much for joining me today, Judy.
Thanks, James.
Oh, so let's start the conversation off with, how long have you been working with Sphera now?
A little over 16 years. My career at Sphera started with Environmental Support Solutions, one of the legacy Sphera companies.
Oh, what was that company?
Environmental Support Solutions, which was the developer of our Essential Suite platform and Compliance Suite platform.
Oh, wow. So tell us about your role at Sphera.
In my early days, I started out as a technical writer and evolved into doing training and project management. And over time, my focus has been in project management and program management for delivering our environmental performance solutions. And as of last year, our corporate sustainability solutions as well. So I'm responsible for leading the design and the teams that do the configuration, coordinating with the customer, managing the scope and risk of the project, and all of those things that fall under that project management portfolio.
How many projects are you working on at any one time? It sounds like you got a lot on your plate.
It varies. Fortunately, I get involved in a lot of exciting opportunities. So I support sales. I support our project teams in some of those critical discussions. So I think we, as many of us do, juggle a number of things, and at any given time, there could be one project that's active or 10 projects that are active, but it just depends.
It's got to be a lot of fun, though, talking to the customers and helping them solve their problems. That's got to be really interesting.
Yeah, I love what I do because I think my nature is to try to solve problems and to understand the nature of our customers' challenges, being able to leverage the experience that I had before Sphera and as a result of working with Sphera, applying that knowledge and understanding of the domain and leading them to success is you know, these are the highlights of the things that we do day in and day out.
And can you talk a little bit about some of the common challenges that you see that companies are having?
Sure. There are all of our customers are looking for ways to optimize what they have. They've already made the investment and want to continue to gain more out of it through better use or embedding best practices that may not have been implemented earlier on. They're looking to automate more to take some of that burden off of those environmental managers or facility managers and leveraging their expertise to do more analysis and not, you know, keying in data. So doing more of that through automation. And I think just balancing the myriad of the regulatory challenges that they have to navigate through day in and day out. I think that's just an additional burden on their plate. And so we try to relieve that by providing solutions that underpin their day-to-day practices.
I can only imagine how difficult it is to navigate the regulatory challenges when you have a global company with different laws in different countries. It's got to be an enormous amount of work to keep up with all that.
It is. And fortunately, our solutions help our customers with that in a number of ways. And that's exciting to be able to introduce what our offerings are and help them see the fit for their practices and to help them solve those types of problems.
Cool. So tell me a little bit about what you did before you were at Sphera.
So for about 18 years, I was in environmental consulting. My career started in geotechnical engineering. I recently found a photo of me behind a drill rig while we were installing a monitoring well, and it was really fun to kind of reminisce about that. But the bulk of my career was spent in characterizing hazardous waste sites and designing remediation systems to clean up those sites. And then the latter part of my 18-year consulting career was spent in working with governments and municipalities in defining their brownfield strategy, how to return unused properties to productive reuse, and to relieve some of that environmental stigma that had been associated to the properties by working collaboratively with regulatory agencies.
Very cool. And I guess I have to ask, because we're taping this during the middle of obviously the COVID-19 epidemic. So has anything changed for you because of the outbreak, or is it kind of everything, your work day is pretty much the same because you're working remotely?
Yeah, it my workday hasn't changed significantly because I work remotely normally, and I think what's different is the after work period, where I'm used to going out after work to the gym or any number of places, and to have restrictions around that is where the real challenge is. But I've adjusted to working remotely after having done it for a few years now.
Great. So tell me, what are some of your interests outside of EHS&S?
And so when I'm not working, I like to garden. I box for fitness. I love to do hiking. I'm involved in a few volunteer projects. I serve on our community association board and the board of a STEM nonprofit, and I have three rescue dogs, so I keep
Oh, great.
pretty busy.
What
Yeah.
are their names?
My three senior rescue dogs are Samantha, Arnold, and Snoop.
How old are they?
They range from 12 to 18 years old.
Wow. I just
Yeah.
had a dog pass away a couple years ago that was 18. I didn't know there were any other dogs that were 18. That's great to
Yeah,
hear.
that's my crew. Yeah.
That's really cool. And how long have you been boxing?
Oh, off and on for about 7 years. I was really into it when I first got into it. Then took a little break because of an injury, and over the past year and a half, I've gotten back into it, and I just really enjoy it for fitness and stress relief and all other kinds of benefits. So it's good.
That's a knockout hobby there.
Yeah,
All right, so a little birdie told me that you've done some volunteering, and it sounds really interesting, and I'd love to learn more about it. So can you tell me about that?
sure. One of the things I do every year is to go to Africa for a volunteer project, and for the past few years that's been through Habitat for Humanity. So for about 10 days, we're on site in different parts of Africa building a home for a deserving family in a community. And the projects that I've participated in have been for vulnerable children. So the parents are either deceased or at risk, and the children may be orphaned at some point in the future, and so it provides shelter and security for them in the unfortunate event that their parents are no longer present. I've also volunteered in Africa, in Uganda, at an orphanage. I've done a number of water projects as well in different parts of Africa, Tanzania, and South Africa. And each year I go to a different part, although this year hopefully I'll be returning to Kenya later this year for another habitat build.
That's really amazing, and wow, that's very cool. What are some of the sustainability issues you see when you go to Africa?
You know, water is a big thing, and one thing that has been an epiphany for me is our concept of sustainment or sustainability is different than what it is in Africa, at least as we relate to it on a day-to-day basis. Sustainability in Africa means life, literally. So they have to develop practices that ensure a steady supply of clean water and a supply chain that gets them the food and services that they need on an ongoing basis. I think that the clean water efforts that are being done are critical to so many other aspects of their everyday life. But I think that's a cornerstone of sustainability practices that are being built in Africa as we speak.
Excellent. So let me ask you this: what does being a Spherian mean to you?
Being a Spherian is being part of a community of talented, driven, focused, committed individuals who truly aspire to make our world safer and sustainable and more productive. And I'm privileged to work side by side with them day in and day out, and I learn so much and look forward to contributing because Spherians make each other better.
Thank you so much for your time today, Judy. I really, really appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing your article in the next Spark magazine.
Thanks, James.
This concludes this episode of Sphera Now. For more content on topics such as these, we encourage you to visit sphera.com, sphera.com. While there, feel free to click contact and submit feedback on this podcast or suggest topics you'd like to see us cover. Thank you and have a great rest of your day.